Leads us to point number three, and it's all ultimately it's a repeat of everything we've already heard. Ultimately, deedless faith is useless faith. Deedless faith is useless faith. What James is doing in this last scripture that we're going to read, verse number 18, he's imagining someone trying to separate faith and deeds. This is what verse 17 says. Let me flip back over to James. I think it's verse 17. Verse 18, I'm sorry. Verse 18 says this. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I'll show you my faith by my deeds, by my works. You say you have works, I have deeds. He says, show me your faith, and I'll show you my faith by my deeds, by what I'm doing. I'll show you that it's real in my life. Sometimes what people do, they try to separate faith and deeds. I have faith, that's all that, but the deeds are evidence that the faith is real. It's evidence that Jesus has changed my heart. And James is telling us in this verse that we can't separate the two, that the two go hand in hand. The evidence of our faith is deeds. And so that should tell us this morning that works, deeds, actions, whatever word you want to throw in there, they're necessary in our life. It's not an option. It's not an option for us to serve somebody else. It's not an option to just sit and say, well, somebody else will take care of them. Somebody else will do that. It's not an option for us. So if you see someone who's in a struggle, you see somebody that needs someone to pour something into their life and you don't act on it, I want you to know that a real faith will act. A real faith takes action. Doesn't wait for the next person to come along. If God's got me in a position right now to be used, I pray. We want to be used. I pray that we hear the scripture for what it is, as plain as day, that if you don't act, what's he say? It's dead. What good is it? Truth is, it's no good. And I believe with all my heart that if we would pray every day, God, you give me your eyes. You give me your eyes to see a need around me. And if you pray that, I want you to know God will show you a need around you. And you don't just say this prayer, just say, show me. But I want you to show me because I want to do something. I want that fruit to be evident. I'm doing it because of what you've done for me, God. Look what you've blessed me with. Look at everything that you've shown me. God, if you give me your eyes, I want to let other people know that your love is real. It's alive. It's here. It's in me. That's what he's calling us to do. But this is reality this morning. A lot of people that will say, I got faith. This is how James closes the scripture. This section we're going to read today. Verse 19, I want you to listen to it. These are three conclusions that I want us to look at in verse 19. James says, you believe that there is one God. You believe. I'm a believer, right? I believe there's just one God. You believe that there's one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. What does that mean? I want you to think about that verse, and I'm going to just share three quick things as we close. Number one, faith isn't mere intellectual assent. What does that mean? It's not just that I have knowledge. I know this is what happened. It's important that we know what Jesus did for us, yes. It's important to know that who God is, yes. But I want you to think about what that scripture says this morning. That scripture tells us that demons believe a lot of the things that me and you believe. You think those demons are in heaven? No. That scripture tells us that demons believe in the existence of God, that there is a God. That's not what saves us. Demons believe that Jesus is the Son of God. That's what we believe. The demons believe that. The demons believe that there is a heaven and a hell, that those are very real places. They believe that because they are in hell. The demons know that Christ is the eternal judge. The demons know that Christ alone is able to save. They know all these things. But it's not about what you know. I want you to know that this morning. It's not about what you know. I believe with all my heart that many people have given in to the more I know the truth of God in Christ, that's enough to save me. The more I know, I'm good. Truth is, if that's the way that we believe, then what the scripture tells us is that we're no better off than demons are. Demons believe. So it's not just about what you know. And he says this, they believe and they shudder. Ugh. Kind of like Lion King, you know, Mufasa. Ooh. Say it again, Mufasa. You seen that part of Lion King? That's what these demons do. The very mention of God, they shudder. Ooh. An emotional response. You see, some of us believe that's how I know I'm saved, because of how I feel. The moment that my goosebumps go away, am I really saved? These demons, they shudder. They have an emotional response. And I want you to think about that this morning. I wonder how many people define their faith today merely by the emotions that they feel at any given time. I feel good. Salvation's real in me today. But the moment I feel bad, the moment I feel I'm in that dark place, I want you to know something this morning. Your faith is not about how you feel. If I was honest with you, I didn't feel like standing up and preaching this morning. But my faith said, do what I've called you to do. Our faith constantly has to remind us, do what I've called you to do. Even if you don't feel like it, do it. Step out by faith and do what I've called you to do. And so many of us, we just let it go on through our lives. I don't feel like going today. I don't feel like going to church. I don't feel like teaching no class. I don't feel like committing myself to God. And we don't, because it's all about what I feel, right? James says it's so much more than that. It's not about what you know. It's not about what you feel. But based on what we've read, this whole set of verses that we read, this last conclusion, and that faith involves willful obedience. Willfully doing what God calls me to do. It's willful. It's a choice that I have to make. I can persevere and continue to serve, or I can stop. Scripture tells us to live by faith, and I believe that is one of the cornerstones of our faith. Because if we live by what we see, and we do by based on what we see, we're not going to go on. As soon as the day gets dark and I want to quit, guess what I do? I quit. Because the opposite of faith is sight. It's not doubt, it's sight. The opposite of faith is believing, because if faith is believing what you can't see, then the opposite of that is believing what you do see. It's what happens a lot of times in our life. The moment that it gets tough, I stopped believing. But he tells us to make that choice to faithfully, willingly, obedient, be obedient to God. You show your faith not just by what you think, not just by what you feel, but based on what we read this morning, it's what we do. It's evidence. Faith acts. Is your faith acting today? You say you have it. Is there evidence that backs it up? You guys remember those movies, God's Not Dead? Remember what was on trial? I think it was the second one. One of the simple questions they asked is, if you were convicted of being, or if you were accused of being a Christian, would there be evidence to convict you? I want you to think about that this morning. You say you're a believer. Is your faith acting today? Because if your faith consists merely of listening to the word, talking about the word, or feeling a certain way about the word, James says your faith is dead. That's what he said. That's what we read. But he says true and acceptable in the sight of God is a faith that acts on the word. Does. When I've heard the truth of God. Faith in our hearts is evident in the fruit of our lives. What's your fruit look like this morning? What's God calling of you today? Nobody likes sermons like these, right? You don't get no amens when you preach a sermon like that. But I believe with all my heart that Jesus spoke those words for a reason. Because we can walk through this life and we could look forward to death. Saying, I have faith. Because I remember I walked down the aisle when I was 7 years old. Then he's going to separate those sheep from the goats. And he says, you'll know them by the fruit. You might have walked down an aisle when you were 7 years old. Is there fruit to back it up? And I believe that's a warning for his people. I believe with all my heart that when you have received salvation, you can't lose it. There are some that say they're saved, but they're not. That's what I believe. You either got it or you don't. There's no in between. And so I want you to just close your eyes as Miss Sandra comes, and nobody sits around you. Not even your own children are sitting next to you. I want you to close your eyes and imagine yourself standing before the King. Are you confident to stand before the King today? Is faith something that is alive, active, and real for you today? Or is it just something that you've said? Just something that you've done on Sunday morning? You come to listen to the word, and that's it. Jesus said there will be fruit. If I'm alive in you, there will be fruit. There'll be a difference in the decisions we make, the way that we live our lives. And if you think about sitting in front of the judge and you tremble like those demons tremble, you don't have to have that feeling. Believe with all my heart that when Jesus saves, that evidence is produced in their life. I believe that service, that serving others, that my faith acting, it just is an overflow of what God has done in my heart. If that judgment day for you right now, if you were honest and say, I don't look forward to that day. Remember, it's just you and God right now. If that's something that you're afraid of, I want you to just raise your hand. Don't look around. I just want you to raise your hand. Amen. I see. Amen. Amen. I want to encourage all you that have raised your hand this morning. I want to encourage you to constantly remind yourself of Jesus. Everything that he has blessed you with, everything that he has freely given to you. And allow that to just overflow through you. And when God shows you somebody or a situation where you can go and be the light of Christ, do it. It takes stepping out by faith. And I want you to know this morning that the things that we do, we call deeds, these actions, these acts, we don't do them to be saved. We do it because Jesus has saved us. That's the only thing that motivates us, is everything that the Lord has shown me. And so I challenge us today, every one of us, whether you raised your hand or you didn't, to read that word every day this week. If there's anything that you need this morning, you need to come and pray. Whatever it is, I pray that you would step out by faith today. And allow your faith to take action. To make an impact in this world for the kingdom, not for myself, but for the kingdom of God. This message this morning is not to make you question your faith, but it's meant to examine, to show us to examine ourselves and see if that evidence is there. Then I pray that everyone that hears the word of God this morning examines yourself. And if it doesn't line up, that you would run to Jesus Christ this morning. From the youngest person here to the eldest person here, that we would run to Jesus and allow him to show himself through us to the world. That's my prayer. Let's pray it. Father, we empty ourselves this morning. We empty ourselves of everything that we allow to compete with you. Everything that steals our attention. Everything that keeps us busy, Father, we surrender it to you. Because I believe this is vital. It's a vital word that you, God, shared with our hearts this morning. God, I pray that you would lead us to repentance if that's what we need. know that many of us have given in to deception. Believe with all my heart, even this morning, Satan was in my head because he didn't want me to preach your word. But Father, I believe that when your word is preached, like your word says, it doesn't come back void. It's active. Father, allow us to take note, take heart, take action this morning. Everything that slows me down. Remove from me everything that competes with you. Father, and I pray that we as a church are willing to act, willing to show your love. I pray for anyone and everyone, God, that just needs to have that time with you this morning. Speak to us, God. Draw us out the same way you've challenged us today. Or don't let it make us mad. But Father, allow it to change us to who you want us to be. Be evident in the things we do. All for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm asking you to stand to your feet as Miss Andrew sings this morning. If you need to come, would you come? If you need to pray, would you come pray? Where